Conseil had to keep me going, and attending to our self-preservation became his sole responsibility. I soon heard the poor lad gasping. His breathing became shallow and quick. I didn't think he could stand such exertions for much longer. "Go on, go on," I told him. "Leave master behind," he replied. "Never. I'll drown before he does." Just then, past the fringes of a large cloud that the wind was driving eastward, the moon appeared. The surface of the sea glistened under its rays. That kindly light rekindled our strength. I held up my head again. My eyes darted to every point of the horizon. I spotted the frigate. It was 5 miles from us, and formed no more than a dark, barely perceptible mass. But as for longboats, not a one in sight.